We're back on the road, Wes, but we're not going east this time. We're going west to the Rocky Mountains and the Mile High City. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's the state?
Packers defense, Mike, has been off to a really strong start so far, particularly that first team unit. For a lot of these guys, this will be their last chance to really get into a rhythm going into this regular season. Some guys will play next week against the Rams, some won't. But in that defensive front, you look at the efforts of Mike Daniels, Kenny Clark, and those defensive linemen. Being able to curtail the run here in the first couple weeks of the preseason has been impressive. Also, a guy like Demaryius Randle getting back involved with the secondary this week after missing some time with the concussion, getting cleared to practice again. So for young guys like him that have been established in this defense, another opportunity for them to get some more work before the games matter.
Yeah, and I say what's at stake is the exact same thing, but on the offensive side of the ball, with the number one offense, this will probably be the last look at Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. There are things to get smoothed out. We saw the 12-man penalty, everything about the tempo and the cadence, everything. When Rodgers is running the offense, it's always different than with any other quarterback out there. And this is the last chance to really get a feel for that and get ready for week one. How about a player to watch, Wes?
Mike, for me, it's going to be Kyle Murphy, the sixth-round pick from a year ago out of Stanford. We know already Mike McCarthy has confirmed that Brian Bulaga will not be playing in this game. So Murphy had a chance to take some starter reps this week at right tackle. So did Jason Spriggs, the second-round pick for a year ago. So getting a look at both of those young guys with the starting offensive line is going to be important. And also, with how healthy that Bakhtiari and Bulaga have been over the last year, they haven't had a lot of opportunities to do so. So I think you look for a guy like Murphy, who's had a strong camp early on, to try to continue to build upon that now in Denver.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with my player to watch is Max McCaffrey, the young wide receiver. He's done just about everything the Packers could have asked for. He's shown up in practices. He's shown up in the preseason games. But here's the thing this week for McCaffrey. He's going to be at Mile High Stadium. His senior year in high school, his team, along with his brother, Christian McCaffrey, they won a state championship there, and Max returned an interception for a touchdown in that game. He's done everything the Packers could have asked in the preseason except get in the end zone. Maybe it happens in Denver. Wes, I say the Packers win. If they walk off the field in Denver with the first units hopefully healthy and intact, but also feeling ready for week one like we talked about in the first segment of this video, this is the last chance. Next week is a short week. The Rams preseason game is going to be about those battles for the final roster spots. This is the one where you want to walk off the field feeling like you're ready for the regular season.
Yeah, Mike, and I think the Packers win if Taysom Hill keeps scrambling. I mean, all kidding aside, the Packers' backup quarterbacks have played pretty well during the preseason. And Mike McCarthy even talked about it this week, that the challenges that are going to come up here with trying to decide how this is all going to, you know, kind of lay out for them. You know that Aaron Rodgers likely will be able to get some work in this game. Brett Hundley's going to get his snaps. But seeing what Taysom Hill, after a really strong performance last week, can do in this game, along with Joe Callahan in that number three battle, is going to be one of the big things to watch. And if they keep playing the way they have so far, being as effective as they've been, this is another opportunity for the Packers to pick up another W.
Yeah, all right. Well, with that, we will sign off on Final Thoughts for now, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of the game on Packers.com and on all of the social media channels. Enjoy the ball game, everybody.